How does Blue Man Group's debut album, Audio, stack up against the most important albums of all time? Let's ask rock critic Richter Portence. Richter,
yes.
Is Blue Man Group's Audio as important as Sgt. Pepper's?
No.
How about the Sex Pistols' Nevermind the Bollocks?
No.
Dark Side of the Moon?
No.
How about Mr. Mister?
Yes.
Led Zeppelin 4?
No.
Journey's Escape?
Is that the one with Who's Crying Now?
Yes. Then no. Thank you, Richter. Audio, Blue Man Group's debut album. How does Blue Man Group's debut album, Audio, stack up against the most influential albums of all time? Let's ask rock critic Russ Kruger. Russ, is Blue Man Group's Audio likely to be as influential on other artists as the Velvet Underground's White Light, White Heat?
Not likely.
How about the Pixies' Surferosa?
I don't think so.
Grandmaster Flash?
No.
How about Night Ranger?
Which album?
The one with Sister Christian.
No.
Really? Audio, the debut album from Blue Man Group. Available at record stores everywhere. How does Blue Man Group's Audio stack up against the greatest albums of all time? Let's ask rock critic Lance Fabian. Lance, is Blue Man Group's Audio as good as Elvis Presley's Sun Sessions?
Are you kidding?
Is it as good as The Clash's London Calling?
No.
Is it as good as Nirvana's Nevermind?
No.
Is Blue Man Group's Audio as good as any other album that you can think of?
Pieces of Eight by Styx.
Fine. Audio, Blue Man Group's debut album. How does Blue Man Group's debut album, Audio, stack up against the most respected albums of all time? Let's ask rock critic Shep Slander. Shep, would you say that Blue Man Group's Audio captures the zeitgeist of its time better than Jefferson Airplane's Surrealistic Pillow?
No.
Would you say that Blue Man Group's Audio is more innovative than Eno Burns' My Life in the Bush of Ghosts?
I don't know that album.
How about Kraftwerk?
I don't know them either.
Thank you, Shep. Audio, the debut album for Blue Man Group.